The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Ketubot has been dedicated by our dear friend Mr. Elliot Shasho. Hashem Yishmineu V'Hayehu. May the zikut of the limud of Masechet Ketubot stand for him that he should have Be'azat Hashem, Hashanah Tovah Mborechet, Osher Ve'osher Ve'chavod, Shalom Bayit V'Hatzlacha Bechol Ma'aseh Yadav. And Be'azat Hashem, may he continue to be a supporter of Torah and all holy projects. Amen. Today's daf is being studied in Nishmat Avraham ben Esther, Ruach Hashem Terhev, Begin Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied in Refuah Shlema, Yosef ben Sarah, Rahim Haim ben Adel, Vegam Sarabat Rahel. Amen. We begin today's daf on Lamed Dalet Amud Bet, and we are holding by the Etibe, which is two lines from the bottom. Now, let's just review the sugya over here that we're holding in. We have a machloket over here between Rabbi Yohanan and Ish Lakish. Very important fundamental machloket in the laws of loke u'mishalem or met u'mishalem. Rabbi Yohanan holds like this. We know the rabbi's opinion is, shitat rabbanan is, eno loke u'mishalem, eno met u'mishalem. Meaning when you have two punishments coming simultaneously, you don't get both punishments, you get the malkut or you get the mitah. Good. Everybody agrees to that. The question is like this. Is this only in a case where he's actually hayav malkut? For example, he was warned. Now we know once there's a warning, hayav malkut. Everybody agrees. If you were warned, so you hayav malkut and hayav mamon, for example, was a case where you did two things, where you hayav two items, malkut and mamon, everybody's going to agree what? Hayav. Everybody's going to agree what? That eno lokei mishalem, that what? You just get the malkut and you don't pay. Good. The machlok Rabbi Yohanan Shakish is, let's say he wasn't warned. The Shakish says, doesn't matter. Eno lokei mishalem. Why? Because since it's an item that is eligible for Malkut, so therefore, even though he wasn't warned, Eno lokei mishalem, he will not get the Malkut in that case since he wasn't warned, but he doesn't have to pay as well. Okay? Right. Which means it's eligible. Since any item that's eligible for the Malkut, it's poteru. Ben atrube, ben no atrube. Where Kotel Rabbi Yohanan says, no. Atrube, hayav Malkut, anybody in the lokei mishalem. Lo atrube, he's going to be hayav to pay. So that Gemara asks, etibe, rishtakish, Rabbi Yohanan. Rishtakish is the question to Rabbi Yohanan. Again, Rabbi Yohanan is a chita that says, dafka atrube. So then everybody's going to be hayav Malkut, so we're going to say, in the lokei or mishalem. But if it was lo atrube, so therefore he's going to pay. Lo atrube is going to pay. So Gemara says, "Belo ye ason ano shanesh." So that says two guys were fighting, right? He hit the lady by mistake or whatever. He hit a lady, and what happened? She had a miscarriage. So the Torah says, "Belo ye ason." So what does "Belo ye ason" mean? "Lo ye ason" means the Gemara says, "My love ason mamash." That's she. "My love ason mamash." Im lo meta isha. Good. If the lady did not die, ya'anesh ha'nogef p'dme valdut, then he has to pay monetary reparations. Ha'im meta, but if she did die, lo ya'anesh, va'afilu lo etrubo. It's mashma that if she died, there's no payment. Only if she didn't die, then already you have to pay. But if she did die, there's no payment. V'kasher b'yohanan. Which is even if there was no warning. Why? Because since it's a situation where there is a potential hayuv mitah over here, the Shakish is saying, I'm right. Eno meta o mishalem. So Rabbi Yohanan will answer, lo din ason. Which means when it says like this, when it says ason, it means a din of ason, which means din ason means only in a case where he'll be hayav mitah for the death. A din of ason, which means only when there was hatra'ah. Which means if she died and there'll be a deen on him because he was warned, then he's exempt from the payment. But if she died but there was no warning, then he will have to pay. The Amre, some have a different version. Eti b'Rabbi Yohanan Shakish. Some have it the opposite way. Rabbi Yohanan was asking to the Shakish on the potential. Velo ye ason anosh yanish. But it says if there's no ason, then he has to pay money. My lav din ason. Also, Rabbi Yohanan will say it means din ason, which means if there's no din ason, if there was no hatra'ah, then already he has to pay money. So therefore, what do you see? That there's a chiluk between hatra'ah and no hatra'ah. So Rabbi Shakish will answer back, no, ason mamash. No, once she dies, you're off the hook. Because brothers and sisters say, a chayuv mita in this, even if he wasn't warned, doesn't have to pay money. Amar Rabba. Okay, now Rabba comes back. Umi ika lemanda amar, hibe mitot shugegin hayavim. Are you going to tell me there's a shita out there that's going to tell me that hibem mitot shogegim? If a guy, let's say, does something b'shogeg, that's hayabita, are you going to tell me that since he wasn't warned, he's going to be hayav mamon? Which is, that's really the way Rabbi Yohanan is learning. Are you going to tell me it's a shita like that? We have a tana. Now Rabbi Yohanan can argue on a tana. What did the tana say? Make adam umake behema. We have two pesukim that are next to each other. One talks about a guy that's make adam. But he hits Adam, he kills him. And we have another person who makeh behema, who is makeh behema, and the animal dies. Right? Ma makeh behema. Just like when it comes to makeh behema. Lo chilakt bo ben bishogeg ben bimizid. It doesn't matter how the animal died. You always have to make compensation. You never die for killing an animal. You always have to pay. Whether you kill the animal b'shogeg, whether you kill the b'mezid, ben b'mitkaven, she'em mitkaven, whether you intended to kill this one, when you intended to kill another one, and you killed this one, ben derech yirida lederech aliyah, whether you killed it with the axe, let's say, coming down, or whether you killed it going up, where masikat makot, they make a hiluk. Is a person hayav to go to exile if he kills somebody? It depends on which motion. If he get him on the way down or got him on the way up. When it comes to makeh behema, it doesn't matter which direction. Meaning lepotro memamon, ela lehayebo memamon. Doesn't matter. You're never going to be patur for mamon. When it comes to makeh behema, you're always hayav to pay mamon. Oh, af makeh adam. So too, when a guy is makeh adam and he dies, lo tahlok bo. Do not make a hiluk ben b'shogeg, ben b'mezid, ben b'mitkaven, l'she'en mitkaven, derech yirida l'derech aliyah, l'hayyebo mamon, ela l'potro mamon. Which means like this, when a person kills somebody, I'm not going to make a hiluk, whether it was shogeg, whether it was mezid, whether it was mitkaven, whether it was not mitkaven, whether it was derech yirida, derech aliyah. You're going to be patur from mamon always. Now let's understand the hekesh. Just like makeh behema, you're always going to be hayav mamon and patur from mita. So when you kill a person, since there is a chiyuv mita there, you're always going to be patur from mamon. In all cases, which is really like Beis Lakish, where since bottom line, it's a type of item that subject to mita, I don't care about the mamon, you patum the mamon. So comes the Gemara and says, Ela, ki ata Navin, when Navin came from Eretz Yisrael Amar, hibe mitot shogegin, kule ama lo peligi de peturin. Nobody argues by hibe mita. When it comes to chayuv mita, even if he does it b'shogeg, you patum from paying. The mahalok was only going to be by Hibem Malkut and Mamon. Rabbi Yohanan Amar Hayav. He's going to say what? Yahayav, which means if you weren't warned, right? You weren't warned in the Malkut case for the Malkut, you're going to be Hayav Mamon. Why? Hibem Mitot Itkush. Which means we only make a comparison between Makeh Adam to Makeh Behema, that's by Hibem Mitot. However, Hibem Malkut lo itkush. And therefore, since we don't make a hekesh between Hibem Malkut, if the guy wasn't warned, he'll be Hayav the Mamon. Which is the hekesh between Adam and Behema was only said the Gabeh Mita. Veshlakish Amar Patur. Veshlakish says, even in that case, Patur, which means, even if you weren't warned for the Malkut, you're going to be Patur from the Mamon. Why? Beferush lifta Torah, Hibem Malkuyot ki Hibem Mitot. We have a Beferush, explicit, the Rasha, the Torah, that compares Hibem Malkut to Hibem Mitot. Just like by Mita, even on the potential, you're not mishalem, so too on malkut. So the Gemara says, hechan dipta Torah. Where does the Torah say this explicitly? Amar Abaye atya rasha rasha. It says by Hayuv Mita, Asheru Rasha Lamut. And it says by Haimem Malkuyot, Vayain Ben Akot Rasha. So then, since we have the words Rasha, Rasha, Ben Haimem Mitot, Ben Haimem Malkuyot, it's to compare them, to say just like Ben Haimem Mita, Eno Meshalem, Soto Ben Haimem Malkut, Eno Meshalem. Rabba Amar, Atya Makke Makke. Okay, Rabba gives a different Rasha. Makke Makke. Okay? Which means it says by behema, makke behema, and it says, we'll see what the pasuk is referring to, by a case of malkut, and just like by behema, you only pay and you never die, so in a case of malkut, it's going to be what? According to the Reish Lakish, you're never going to
Malkut,
right, in the case of Malkut, you're never going to pay. Exactly. In the case of Malkut, you're never going to pay. Now, Amale Rapapa L'Rabba. Hey, Makkeh. Well, I know the Makkeh Behema Pasuk. But where's the Makkeh by Malkut? Which Pasuk are you using? Irima Umakkeh Behema Yishalemena. Umakkeh Adam Yumat. That Makkeh can be. Habikat Alakitiv. That Pasuk is talking about where you kill the animal. Makkeh Adam, where you kill the person. We're looking for a case where you're hayab malkut. You're not hayab malkut when you kill the person. Ela hay makke nefesh beema yishalemena. Nefesh ta'av nefesh. Right? One pasuk says by makke nefesh beema yishalemena. Vusmich le. And it says in the next pasuk, v'ish ki yitin mum ba'amito. The person blemishes his friend. Kasher asa ken yaseh lo. So we have a comparison between when a guy wounds his friend with Hayab Malkut to the case of Behema. So the Gemara says, Vehai lav makehi. Well, that's not the Gezra, doesn't say the word makeh in that pasuk. You told me about the Gezra Shab makeh makeh. It doesn't say the word makeh in that pasuk. Anan haka'ah haka'ah ka'amrinan. So because of them, I didn't mean the word makeh. I meant the subject, which means I'm making a hekesh between haka'ah by a human being when he's makeh's friend, even though it doesn't say the word makeh, zvichi yitin ish mum, to the makeh behema. And just like by makeh behema, you always pay, so to by makeh adam, you never pay. Why? Because you're subject to malkut. So the Gemara says, wait. V'haki ketiv v'chobel b'chavero hu dichtiv v'chobel b'chavero bat tashlominu. Hold it. This pasukov is talking about a guy that's chobel his friend. We learned earlier in the sugyot that chobel b'chavero is an exceptional case. That's a case where a person is mishalem and not lokeh. By Chobel B'Chavero, we learned above that we have an exceptional case that what? Even though according to the opinion that says that Lokeh Mishalem, but the case of Chobel, he's Mishalem, Ve'eno Lokeh. So if that's the case of this person that just quoted over here, there's no Malkut in this case. Let's read the Rashi. V'Chobel B'Chavero Bar Tashlominu. How are you learning the case that's talking about why you're going to be patur from mamon? Because you chayav the malkut. Adra, we learned earlier that the case of chovel, you chayav mamon. So the Gemara says, "Im eno inyan hakash yesh ba shaveh peruta." You're right. In a case where it's a hakav shaveh peruta, vaday you'll pay, and you won't get malkut. Now inyan hakash she'em ba shaveh peruta. You know what the case we're talking about? This pasuk that we just quote, where there's no mamon, because we're talking about where you damage them less than a shaveh peruta. So therefore, there's only a malkut. So the Gemara says, "Sof sof la bat tashlominu." Right. That's not a case of malkut and mamon then. There's no mamon in that case, which means if you tell me the case is talking about it's less than a shaveh peruta, we're looking for a case over here where you have your patur from the mamon because it's shayach to the malkut. In this case over here, you patur from the mamon because it's less than a shaveh peruta. So comes the Gemara says, "Lo tziricha de ma'ade de ma'hiya kara shira'in dile. The Gemara gives the final answer, says like this. When it says makir behema, and next to it it says the case of Adam that's makir, you know what that pasuk is talking about? That at the time he hit his friend, a makar that's not shaveh piruta. So therefore really there's no mamon at that point. However, at the time that he was makir, he ripped a big admishi shelo. He ripped a garment of his friend that was worth more than a shaveh piruta. Now, let's go slow. If he would have done it, let's say, b'mizid, which is, let's say, he would have got a hatra'ah for the malkut, so then already we're going to say what? Since he's going to get the malkut, he does not have to mishalem for the for the clothes, correct? Because you're not mechayev two punishments. Because like that's the chiddush, which means we said like this. Earlier we learned when it comes to chovel, you're mishalem and you're not malkeh. Why? Because we learned the pasuk kederish ato. When it comes to kederish ato, the pasuk teaches me mishum mishah achat ata mechayev. You only punish a guy because of one and not for two. So in the case of Chobel, even though he's chayav, let's say, Malkut, because you warned him, and he's chayav for the damage that he did, for the garment, he only pays, he only does one. He only gets the Malkut, and he doesn't get the Shiraim. Good. Now you know what this pasuk has come to teach me? This pasuk has come to teach me the following case. The semichut of the pesukim is like this. Just like my case of Makir Behema, we don't make a hiluk between what type of death it was, bim b'shogeg, bim b'zi, which means you always pay. So too, a guy that let's say is Makir Havero, and the Hakka itself was vested in Shaveh Peruta, and at the same time it was Korea, his Begadim, we're not going to make a hiluk between Shogeg and b'zi, because bottom line, since at the time of the monetary damage, he hit him. So at the same time, so therefore the deen is going to be, he's going to be patur, but he's not going to pay. So let's just review. Let's read the Rashi. Lo tzericha, lachi et kish. Deba'ade demachya, at the time that he hit his friend, kariya shiraim, kiloman, vashma'ina deloke mishum habala. In a case where, let's say, he was warned, he's going to be haya mishum di makir, because of the, he hit his friend, ופטור מתשלומי קריאה. And it's be patur from the קריאה. לא שינה אתרו בו ולא שינה לא אתרו. דלא לקה פטור מתשלומים מקשה דלא תחלוק. Exactly. Which means like this. He's always be patur for the money. Why? Because since bottom line, he did it at a time with חייב מלכות. So therefore, the shiraim that he ripped, he's not going to be hayav for. Why? Because according to the Shlakish, what's his chiddush? Since bottom line, he did an item at that time that is hayav malkut. So for the mamon, whether you gave him atra or whether you didn't give him atra, he can be patur. So that's clear. But if they warned him on the haka'ah, he's going to get malkut for the atra'ah. For the haka'ah.
Rabhiya the Rabba. Ultana de Behaskiya, according to Tana de Behaskiya, the Amar, Makke Adam, Makke Behema. Right, Tana de Behaskiya learned that just like Makke Behema, there's always a mamon payment. So too, when a person kills Makke Adam, there's never going to be a mamon payment. Ben Beshogeg, Ben Bemezid, Ben Behatra'a, Ben Shelo Behatra'a. Like we learned according to Rishtakish, the way I understood Rabbanan, that whenever it's Hayyub Mitah, even if the Hayyub Mitah is not given, but it's a potential Hayyub Mitah, so therefore the deen is, there is no Mamon. So the Gemara says, how could you learn it from that Pasuk? Mimai debechol ketiv veleka leifluge. Who told you that Pasuk, when it says you're killing an animal, is talking about you're killing him during a weekday, and therefore there's no chiluk, which means during the weekday there's no mitah there, and there's no right, it's just a mamon payment, right. And therefore there's no chiluk between whether he was Bishogeg or whether he was Mezid. Who told you? Dilma Bishabbat Ketiv. Maybe it's talking about Bishabbat, which is maybe the guy killed the animal on Shabbat. The Bebehema Gufa Ika Lefluge. Because now by the Behema I'll come and tell you that if you kill the animal on Shabbat, you hayab mitah, because you did a killing. So in that case over there, the deen's going to be what? That you're not going to pay mamon because you're going to get the mitah because of kim nebid rabamine. And the case of the pasuk that says you pay must have been talking about where you did not get a warning. And therefore, since you did not get a warning, there's no mitah, and therefore you get the mamon. And therefore, adrabah, if you're learning the pasuk that's talking about you did it on Shabbat, there is a chiluk between yehatra'ah and no hatra'ah. Meaning, if you had a hatra'ah, so then since there's a mitah, so there's not going to be a mamun. But I'll tell you, the pasuk is talking about when it says makeh behema yishalimin. That's why you kill the animal on Shabbat, but there was no hatra'ah for the Shabbat, and therefore mamun. So you see what? That they do make a chiluk between if he's getting the mitah or not getting mitah. Which is, who told you to learn the case is talking about on Shabbat? Maybe it's, who told you the case is talking about Behol? Maybe someone on Shabbat. Look at that sheet. She says, "V'mayd de Behol ketiv de pshita le de makem b'ma ben shogeg b'mezid hayav de shalem duma b'Shabbat ketiv al korchach as shogeg ketiv kera." Must be the pasuk is talking about where the guy killed the animal b'shogeg the ibe mezid havi le mitchayev b'nafsho patum et hashlumin. And therefore, there is a chiluk between mezid and shogeg. So the Gemara says, "Lo starka datach." I wouldn't think such a thing. Dechtiv umake behema yishalemena umake adam yumat, because it puts the behema and the adam in the same pasuk. Hechidame. If it's talking about a case where they didn't warn him, like the Behemah case, you want to learn the case of the Behemah, you didn't warn him, and therefore there's no mitah, that's why there is Mishalem, and then you have to say the case of Adam is the same way. If you didn't warn him, why are you killing the guy? It must be the case you're talking about where they warned him. Of the Ibe Shabbat, and if it's talking about Shabbat, how could it be? Because if they warn them for the Shabbat, it's Kim Nebid Rabamine. He's going to get the Hayuv of Shabbat, he's not going to get the Mamun. So why would the Pasuk say Mamun? So he proves logically that the Pasuk must be talking about Chol, which means the guy went, the Pasuk saying he killed an animal on a Tuesday. And therefore what? Pasuk saying Yishalimena. Which means it doesn't matter how you killed him, whether he was warned, whether he was not warned, there's always a Mamun payment. So similarly, we're going to say, by Makeh Adam, doesn't matter how he kills him, he's going to be hayav, he's going to have to, no payment. Which means what? That's because the deen is going to be that whenever there's a mitah, there is no mamon. Whether you got a hatra'ah or not. Amale da papa. The papa comes along and says now. Le abaye, tells abaye. Le rabba de amar. According to rabba that said, hidushu she'incha Torah biknas. That's review. Rabba said the Hiddush on the previous Amud, Amud Gimel, Amud Bet, that what? When it comes to Knas, there's a Hiddush. That normally will tell you, Enomet u'meshalim. Which is when there's Mitah and the Tashlumin together, Enomet u'meshalim. You don't get both. However, when it comes to Knas, since the whole din of Knas is a Hiddush, which means it's an extra payment that the Torah is telling you have to pay, the din over there is, yes, Met, Umishalim. And we brought Rayot for that. Rabbah brought cases, for example, of a guy that, let's say, stole a Gedi on a weekday, and then he went and he slaughtered it on Shabbat. So we said he has to pay 4 and 5, even though he's dying, because bottom line, he slaughtered it on Shabbat. But when it comes to Knas, you do say Mitah, and you do say Mishalim. So the Papa now tells Abay, according to that Shita of Rabbah, that says what? There is Mitah. And there is Mishalem by the case of Knas, Matnitin Keman Mukimla. Which means that we had a stira in the famous stira between Masechet Ketubot, Masechet Makot. Masechet Ketubot, Amishnah said, if a guy goes with his Ahoto, so the deen is what? He pays. He has to pay the Knas. Right? And we learned in Masechet Makot that if a guy goes with his sister, it says he gets Malkut. So according to Rabbah, how are you going to answer the stira? The Gemara analyzes. Which means if you're going to say that what? That our Mishnah is going like the Shita of Rabbi Meir,
Which means that's the way the Shlakish answered this question. Which means, right, he pays money and slashes. But okay. Now, when it says Meshalem, it means Meshalem Velokeh, just like the opinion of Rabbi Meir, Kashya Bito. So we have that same question that we asked. Because later on in the Mishnah, it says by the person that goes with Bito, so it says he's Patur from the Knas. Now, because Hayam Mitat Betin. Now, according to Rabbi Meir, Adam Meshalem Umet. So therefore, cannot be according to Rabbi Meir, because again, later on, the Mishnah says when a guy goes with his daughter, he's met. He dies, but he doesn't have to pay. But according to Rabbi Meir, metu meshalem. So cannot be going according to Rabbi Meir. Now let's stop for a second. This question is being asked according to Rava, because Rava is the one that said that when it comes to a knas, a person is met umeshalem. Because Knas is a Hiddush. So therefore we have a question, who's the author of our Mishnah? But according to Rish Lakish, we do not have a question. Why? What's Rashi? Look at Rashi says, Kashya Bito. Now Bito, the dean of the Mishnah later on says what? He dies, met, ve'eno mishalim. So Rashi says, the Bishtam al Rish Lakish took melehi degana ve'tabach b'shabbat. Rish Lakish, if you remember the way he learned the case of the guy that was gonev, the tabach b'shabbat betoveyach al yedei acher, he learned it's talking about, well, it wasn't a kimne b'derbam yineh case. It was somebody else that stole it, and somebody else that slaughtered it, aval betoveyach al yedei atzmo, but if the guy would toveyach al himself, lo mishalem, right? Because he says, kimne b'derbam yineh, lo kasha, demetu mishalem letle, Rabbi Meir, which we see also, quite Rabbi Meir, that eno metu mishalem. Mm-hmm. That's why he explained the bright above, where the other guy slaughtered it. And therefore, he's hayav, because the payment is brought back to him, and there's no mitah mishalem, and therefore the bright and the mishnah later on makes sense according to the bimir that what met ve'eno mishalem. However, afilu beknas, even in the case of a knas. However, according to Rabbah, that says no, in a knas there is mitah mishalem. That's the B. That's the Vashita. That even in knas there is mitah mishalem. Good. So you can't tell me that the mishnah is going to be meir, because how come bito? It says you only met. It should be met to mishalem according to Rabbi Meir. Because in a knas case, we say that met to mishalem. So it cannot be Rabbi Meir. Ve'i k'rabbi nechonya ben hakana. Oh, so maybe it's going like Rabbi Nechonya ben Hakana. Now we learned earlier that there was another shita called of Rabbi Nechonya ben Hakana that held like Rabbi Meir that said what? A person is loke umishalem. Where do we see Rabbi Nechonya ben Hakana's case? That was on Lamed Amud Rishon, all the way back. The case over there was a person, let's say, lights a gadish of his friend on Yom Kippur. Okay, lights his friend's field on Yom Kippur. So Rabbi Nechonya said he's patur from tashlumin. Similarly, if a person, let's say, lights his friend's field on Shabbat, why is he patur from tashlumin? Because just like we're going to say on Kippur on Shabbat, that eno loke o meshalem. So we're going to say also by Yom Kippurim that what eno, since he gets karet, he's not going to get tashlumin as well. Okay, so that's what we learned above. Okay, it's patur from the tashlumin because he's hayav on the karet on Yom Kippur, and they learned it from a gezerah shava ason that karet is patur from tashlumin just like a regular mitat bedin. Now, according to Rabbi Nechonya ben Hakana, he only said his din by karet and mitat bedin, but by malkut, Rabbi Nechonya ben Hakana holds yeloke and mishlim. He only said his din by mitat bedin and karet. Also, Rabbi Nechonya ben Hakana holds like Rabbi Meir in the sense that yeloke or mishalem. So therefore, we're coming along and say, who do you want to say? Quote Rabbah, the Mishnah is like, if you want to say it's like Rabbi Nechonya ben Hakana, kasha achoto. Now we have a kasha and achoto, because what do we say in our Mishnah by achoto in the Mishnah in Ketubot? We said Rabbah lachotos mishalem knas. But according to Rabbi Nechonya ben Hakana, it should not only be knas; it should also be malkut. Which means, wait, according to, no, achoto is a karet. So according to this kashya achoto, that what we said in the Mishnah, that habal achoto is mishalem knas, according to Rabbi Nechonya ben Hakana, he says, hayibek ki nitut is poter betashlumin. So just like a kippur, when the guy burns the field down, he doesn't have to pay, right, because he's getting karet. So if habal achoto, why you tell me that he pays tashlumin? It's a karet. So therefore that doesn't make sense according to him. So vi'i could be Yitzhak. Oh, so maybe you'll tell me it's like Rabbi Yitzhak. Now, we didn't see Rabbi Yitzhak Shita yet. Who is Rabbi Yitzhak? So Rabbi Yitzhak argues over there in Masechet Makot, and he holds that when it comes to Hibek Kiritut, Ein hibek kiritut lo kin klal, which means when it comes to a hibek kiritut situation, there's no malkut at all. Meaning, if let's say a person went with the achoto, he's going to be hayav kras. Why? Because since there is karet, there is no malkut. Let's read that in Rashi. Let's read Rashi, Dibura Matheel. Yes. V'ikir b'Yitzhak, third line down. Tukma, we're going to establish it. Da'amar b'masichet makot. En hibek kiritut bechlal malkut arba'im. Which means he holds that what? That karet is not included in malkut. Meaning, v'let le'hai de'elu en alokim haba alachoto. Which means we learned the Masechet Makot and said what? Haba lachoto is hayav malkut. He doesn't know like that. He says over there that really he's going to be hayav tashlumin. Let's get Rabbi Yitzhak's shita clear, which means Rabbi Yitzhak holds that an avera that yahayav karet, you're still going. No, you're still going to get tashlumin, which means there's still tashlumin even on a hayuv karet. That there is still a payment. That's the shita of Rabbi Yitzhak. So I'm reading again. If you want to say that Mishnah is going to be Yitzhak, that one, and he argues on the Mishnah Malkut, and he holds that when it comes to Hibek Kiritut, there's no Malkut over there, and therefore Baal Achoto is going to be Hayav Kenas. So Kashya Mamzeret. So we have a Kashya, it cannot be like him, because we have the Mishnah that says over here, Baal Mamzeret is Hayav Kenas. What do you mean? How can it be Hayav Kenas? Because the Biyatak is more there, that Mamzeret is Malkut. And in the case of Malkut, Eno Loke, V'chol Loke, Eno Mishalem. So then it cannot be the Biyatak as well. So the question basically is like this. Who is the Mishnah going to be like according to Rabbah? So Hani Ha Isabala Kerebi Yohanan, Hu Namim Metaretz La Kerebi Yohanan. So we have a way out. If he holds like Rabbi Yohanan, that what? That Hibem Malkut Shogegim Hayavim Neshalem, which means if you hold that the case is talking about, well, let's say it's a Hibe Malkut, but it's a Shogeg, which means you didn't get a Hatra'ah. So I can explain our Mishnah. Obvious about where you didn't get a Hatra'ah. So even though it's a Hibe Malkut, since it didn't come out yet, you didn't get a warning for it, so therefore you pay. However, if you hold the Shakish holds what? That even if it's Hibe Malkuyot potentially, doesn't matter. Still, you don't pay. So how's it going to go? Like the Gemara answers. Al Korhak, Rabbi Yohanan Sfira, we have to say that what the Rabba indeed holds like Rabbi Yohanan, that Hibe Malkut Shogegim pays Mamon, and therefore that's which really basically an answer like Rabbi Yohanan, which you have to answer Amish Tosuba Lo Atrube. And the Mishnah Masechet Makot is talking about Atrube. That's basically how you answer according to him. Amar le Rav Matna la Abayel Rish Lakish Tamar Befilush Lefta Torah Hibe Malkuyot Ki Hibe Mitot. Good. According to Rish Lakish, which we said, there's no difference between Hibe Malkuyot and Hibe Mitot. Just like by Hibe Mitot, whether there was a Hatra or no Hatra, Eno Meshalem. So to by Hibe Malkuyot, whether there was a Hatra or not Hatra, Eno Meshalem. So the Gemara says, Man Tanah De Palig Ale Rabbi Nechonya Ben Akana, which means, who is the opinion that holds that Hibek Kiritot Yahayav in Tashlumin? Which means, according to Rish Lakish, he's coming along and saying that what? It's Beferush, you have a Pasuk in the Torah that Hibek Malkuyot is no Mamon. Now, obviously, we have Shitot that could come along and say that even by Hibek Malkuyot, there is going to be a payment. So the Gemara wants to know, Man Tana de Padig Alid Rabbi Nechonya Ben Akanya. Who's the Tana that argues on the Rabbi Nechonya Kana and holds that Hibek, because Rabbi Nechonya also agrees with that. Who's the Shitot that's going to say that what? They are Hayav Tashlumin. So the Gemara answers, E Rabbi Meir, E Rabbi Yitzhak. Which is, I could say, either it's Rabbi Yitzhak, Rabbi Meir, that's going to say what? That Adam Lokeo Mishalim. And therefore, even if, let's say, he did Isur Karet that has a Malkut, he'll be Hayav Lishalim. It'll Rabbi Yitzhak that holds En Malkut Behibek Kiritut. And there's no Malkut in Behibek Kiritut. And therefore, since Umekevan Sheken, Karet Potem Tashlumin. So therefore, Umekevan Sheen Karet Potem Tashlumin. He'll hold that Karet is not Potem from Tashlumin. Malkut is. But he'll say that there's no Malkut by Behibek Karet. And therefore, just Karet Tashlumin. He'll hold that Karet is not Potem from the Tashlumin.